The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Shumali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tarbiyah is very important, not only topic, very important responsibility, and very humbling, actually, responsibility. It's very difficult task. I would like to share with you a beautiful hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make one point at least today. At least if I can explain this point, and inshallah if we, it settles in our hearts, inshallah that would be a great achievement. So I am not giving you a full lecture on tarbiyah. I'm just trying to make at least one point clear. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is quoted as saying, "Ilzamu awladakum wa ahsinu adabahum fa inna awladakum hidyatun ilaykum." Ilzamu awladakum can mean look after your children, can mean don't neglect your children. So for me, this sentence of Rasulullah is very, very important, amazing. Ilzamu awladakum. Especially as early as possible. Don't delay this. وَأَحْسِنُوا آدَابًا. Their education is important. Secular education, very important. Religious education, very important, necessary. But adab, I think, is more important. Because education is something formal. Adab is not formal and is very difficult. If you want to have children which are polite, which have good akhlaq in the social life, observe good etiquettes and manners, it's not easy. To send them for learning, you know, maths, chemistry, physics, it's easier. Even Islamic education, although it's not always easy, but still it's more manageable. But people have more difficulty when it comes to adab. And we have lots of emphasis about adab, to the extent that Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam says in Nahjul Balagha, لا ميراث كالأدب. You cannot inherit anything better than adab, or you cannot leave as your legacy like adab. Adab of this person with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adab with his parents, with his brothers and sisters, with friends, with teacher, with neighbors, with khalqullah, adab with how to deal with animals, birds, etc., with, you know, environment. There are all different types of adab. Adab of studying, how to study, adab of sleeping, eating, drinking, all these adab. These are very important. And unfortunately, in more industrial and more modern societies, adab are very marginalized. There is not that much attention to adab. You want to eat. You can eat any way you like. You can eat anything, you can eat anyway. And this even goes to many private things. You can do it anyway, anywhere. Just be careful not to get into some illegal activities. You can want to come out nakedly. Yeah, maybe almost nakedly you can come out. You want to have sexual relation on the street. So unfortunately, adab, you want to talk your teacher, your supervisor, anyway. You can treat him like your friend, like your younger brother. Adab, unfortunately, are not that much emphasized on. The minimum we can say, they are not emphasized on in this modern life. And we have to preserve these adab. And my humble understanding is that actually adab are very, very important. And if we have adab, then inshallah other good things also would come. But if we don't have adab, suppose this person is full of knowledge. If you ask him any book on aqaid and akhlaq and fiqh, he can answer. But if he doesn't have adab, if he's not polite, doesn't have manners, I don't think this person is valuable and would cause more harm than benefit. So, إِلْزَمُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ وَأَحْسِنُوا آدَابَهُمْ فَإِنَّ أَوْلَادَكُمْ هَدِيَّةٌ إِلَيْكُمْ. Your children are gifts given to you. You have to be grateful and you have to benefit from this gift and also preserve it and maintain it in a good condition. And if a gift becomes later something that would annoy me or other people, this is my misperformance. A gift should be always a gift, not that a gift becomes later something that would annoy us or others. Okay, I stop here. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all parents with their responsibility of tarbiyah of their children. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the children to have good manners, good etiquettes, and to know how to respect their parents and benefit from their parents and be prepared for their own, inshallah, turning future. If you are good children, inshallah, you would be also good parents, bi-iznillah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.